Good morning, Glass. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
And obviously a horrific incident in Las Vegas, getting the news day started off this morning. That has to be one of law enforcement's biggest fears, is when you get together a group of that size, of that many people, all it takes is one. I don't even have an adjective to describe the person, but all it takes is one, and something like this could happen. What do you do from your point of view on this? How, you can't possibly stop these, can you?
Well, you simply plan, prepare, and pray. I mean, that's kind of what it boils down to. We spend a lot of time looking at what has happened, what we think might happen, and trying to set up security around that. And clearly, when you look at events and the types of security that have been added just to the Big Ten football games, and college football games, with bringing in the metal detectors and some of the things that we haven't had over the years, and limiting who can come into those venues, this one is really tragic in that all of that work to limit that venue didn't help anything, because the shooter set up outside that venue. And even that, we do kind of keep those things in mind, and we try to look at it. Our tactical teams train regularly on how to respond to those types of things. Our detectives and investigators work hard prior to big events to try to identify possible suspects or possible people who might cause problems, and help us with the planning and all of that. And that's just like all of the major police departments, and I'm sure that Las Vegas Metro is doing the same thing in this event. But as you said, it's very, very difficult to stop these kinds of people in our society, because our society is a free society. We allow people to move around, and because of that, you're going to end up with situations, and it's terribly unfortunate. And we do everything we can to try to help that and alleviate that. But it's part of what law enforcement is supposed to do and work on and try to alleviate. And then the response to that type of issue is huge. The resources of bringing in the people to deal with the mass casualty situation, the overwhelming at the hospital, and ambulance services and those kinds of things are extremely stressful and difficult to deal with. And so they've had a really rough night, and it's not stopping anytime soon.
Well, that's why they call it a tragedy, because everything doesn't work according to Hoyle, and things aren't at the levels they need them to be. And the other thing about, obviously, we've all been to Las Vegas. You have how many hotel rooms on that strip?
And if you mind-boggling. You can't
put a metal detector on every door. You can't do anything like that. That's
there's
a part of
no
freedom.
Way. There's no way.
Right.
And all you can do is hope and pray that when something like this happens, you can stop it as quickly as possible and get help to those who need it.
And again,
That's exactly what I tried to do.
Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department is our guest this morning. And I understand freedom. I'm not going to get into a Second Amendment discussion here this morning, but I don't know why people need automatic weapons for anything. This is another example of how that's just not maybe that needs to be revisited a little bit. I would suggest your gang, your group needs them for certain situations, but I don't know why the general public. It's just every time we have one of these, it just makes pushes me in a different direction on how to feel about some of this stuff. And when it's the deadliest mass shooting in United States history, it's harder and harder to absorb there. Let's talk about your weekend. We'll try to tie it into some happier news as well. Lotus Fest is annually one of the busiest times around here in a people and pedestrian and a celebratory environment. Well-behaved, good crowd, mellow crowd. Is this about normal?
It's about normal, which is well-behaved and a good crowd. We really love Lotus Fest. Lotus Fest is in my experience here in Bloomington, just one of those great community events that bring a lot of different people out. We have a lot of crowds moving around, and everybody's so well-behaved at that event. We rarely have any problems at all, and we just really love it. And again, it's a beautiful way to get downtown, especially on the week. This weekend was fantastic for that.
Yeah, the weather couldn't have been more perfect, could it?
Could not have planned better, and so it really worked out well for that. And all those people that were really enjoying the beautiful weather, beautiful downtown, and all of the wonderful music, it was a great weekend. And we also worked closely with the rest of the city departments with our Taking It to the Streets program that the city put together in the Broadview neighborhood. So Doris Sims with Hand led that planning of that program, and all the city departments were out on Saturday morning in that Broadview neighborhood working really hard to provide services, help clean things up. The fire department was replacing smoke detectors, and we had a couple of our officers and Chief DeKalb were out walking through the neighborhood trying to provide whatever services we could and whatever help and information we could. So that was another great event also that took place on Saturday morning. So we had a busy weekend, but it was a great weekend. Really positive and enjoyable, particularly in light of what happened last night.
Okay, but you have some other things coming up.
Busy week.
Don't you? You've got a very busy week coming up.
Not only is it a busy week, but it's going to be a busy Wednesday. Wednesday is National Coffee with the Cop, and we've been doing that now for a couple of years. We started in 2015. We did about three events in 2015. Well, we heard about Coffee with a Cop. Chief DeKalb heard about that, really liked the idea, and came to us and said he wanted to make this happen. So working with our administrative sergeant at the time, Pam Gladish, started putting together those events, and we had three of those in 2015. We had nine of them last year, and we're on pace to have one a month this year. So we've really expanded that program for us, and we really like it. And so National Coffee with the Cop then is taking place. It's the second annual National Coffee with the Cop, and we were a part of that last year. And this year we're going to be a part of it as well. It's going to take place. We're going to be at the Harley-Davidson on North Kinzer. And
you better put a lid on that coffee then if you're on the motorcycle.
Yeah,
better
really.
Have one of those fancy plastic lids on there if you're bouncing around all day.
Well, you might have to have an open face helmet too. Makes it easier to drink the coffee.
There
right?
you go.
but we'll be there at Harley Davidson, working with them at from 10 to noon on Wednesday with that National Coffee with the Cop. And then we're going to turn around at 5:30, and we're going to be at the Banneker Community Center for Banneker Blue and You. We did that last year and had such a great time with the community up there and a lot of the kids coming out and visiting us. And
they
we'll
get to
the
see all your
year.
Equipment, see what you guys do.
We bring all the stuff out, yeah, have all the fun stuff come out, and people, they can come and touch things and talk to officers. And we just had a really good time last year. We're really looking forward to it again this year. So that's a really busy Wednesday. If you like coffee and want to come out and talk some adult stuff with us, come out to Harley-Davidson from 10 to noon. If you want to come out and see the kids and have fun and kind of play around with a bunch of cops, then come out to Banneker Community Center for Banneker Blue and You at 5:30 on Wednesday night.
Well, and then just to note for folks who live in that area, the Elm Street will be closed between 7th and 8th just so that they can make sure that everything's safe and setting up your
good.
Various units.
Good to hear.
So,
keep those streets
yes,
closed.
Right there on the west side of on the Banneker Center, we'll have that closed down so that it will make it easier for people to get in and out and for us to set some things up
along
with everything we have to offer.
And making it easier, Harley-Davidson has a massive parking lot so people can get in and out of there quickly
right.
as well. So that should give you a good group of people coming up on Wednesday. Captain
so,
Steve
so
Kellums
is our guest
this
morning. So are you going to take a vacation after all that on Wednesday?
Well, yes. Actually, I'm planning on one the next week. Hopefully, I'll go do some golf before the end of the year.
Perfect. Well, the weather we're having, you'll continue to play golf. If it's 80 degrees every day, you'll be just fine with that. Captain Steve Kellums.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's like playing on concrete, though.
Well, it's good. Get some roll. Fat, firm and fast, just like all the pros want it. You'll be right there.
Right.
Did you get a ride on the driverless bus over the on Friday?
No, I did not ride on the driverless bus.
But you had to close some streets for that, didn't you?
We did have to close some streets. Downtown was a little congested for a bit, but I think it's a great idea just to see technology and what can happen and what we can do. And those things are interesting. We'll see where they go. And we've had some interesting conversations here about how to handle some of the different situations that might come up. Of course, the city's looking at adding those riderless buses, but they're kind of neat. They really are. It's kind of a neat thing to see.
And a story that kind of got lost this week, maybe it's me, I was lost. I was busy all week, but we had 10-year-olds being found with drugs at a local elementary school. Did I miss that somewhere?
Well, it wasn't. It sounds horrible.
Yeah, it does.
But it was a much smaller event than I think what.
Okay.
What some of the television stations wanted to make it out to be. Simply, The elementary school officials heard that a couple of the 10-year-olds might have some marijuana with them, and when they did check, they had very small amounts of marijuana. So that was they were spoken to and dealt with, and of course the Department of Child Services was involved, and we were involved from an enforcement standpoint. We talk about referrals, which a lot of times gets confusing when we talk about juvenile referrals.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring this up.
Yeah, people think that when we say a juvenile was referred for a crime, that we put them in handcuffs, drag them off to jail, and that's not what happens with juveniles at all. A juvenile referral simply means we write a case report up, and then we send that case report off to juvenile probation and the court systems, and then they get to decide when and if they want to do anything. And they do that sometimes by sending a letter and asking them to appear in a court on a certain time. So it is not custodial at all. It is not handcuffs or any of that. It's literally pushing paper around, and that's kind of what we do with a lot of those juvenile referrals.
And
some juveniles that commit serious crimes, there is in those instances a chance for us to we may make some actual arrests, but we definitely define those very differently and requires some court response as well.
So it's not always black and white. There are.
When we have kids bringing pot to school at 10 years old, do we try to, you know, impress upon them that this is like really stupid and potentially dangerous?
Well, I mean, absolutely. From our standpoint, the conversations that we have and from law enforcement standpoint is about those types of issues and the how dangerous it could be, and of course being 10 years old and being involved in substances like that, whatever it might be, whether it's alcohol or anything else. Now, the Department of Child Services is also going to look at it from a safety standpoint and deal with those types of issues. And there was a little confusion about where they might have got it. The kids weren't being quite completely forthright with where they might have
obtained. No, I bet they weren't.
Which is, that's not unusual. So, again, that kind of hit the television station. I think they kind of thought it was an entertaining story, but it really wasn't as big a deal as it might have looked like. It's not terrible that you missed it.
Oh, yeah, I just didn't see it everywhere, so I get nervous and say, well, did I miss something? What was going on? And again, it's not always mountains. Sometimes it's molehills, and I figured if anybody knew the ins and outs to that, it would be Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department, who joins us every other Monday to get us caught up on law enforcement issues and what's happening within our community. Any other big, let's see, it's October. We've got Halloween coming up in a few weeks.
Halloween's coming up.
And we know that's a big safety day, but that's not, hopefully that's not a busy day for your crew, right?
Well, it is a busy day for us, but again, it's busy because you have so many people out moving around, sometimes an unusual level of activity, and then of course everybody's dressed up, which can heighten our level of concern a little bit because it's kind of easier for people that don't have good intentions to blend in with that. So Halloween is a time we keep an eye on, but we also do a lot of things and push with the community to set up good opportunities for kids to go out and experience Halloween and do that trick-or-treating. And keep an eye on our Facebook page because we'll have not only all of the different community events that are coming out, but some opportunities to come to the police department or come out and meet with us at various locations and do some trick-or-treating as well. We'll also have our Coffee with the Cop, I believe, is going to be Halloween-themed at the same time. So we'll have some fun stuff going on for Halloween.
Just for everybody's maybe putting on their calendar a little bit earlier, the downtown Bloomington businesses are doing their trick-or-treating on the 27th.
Oh, yeah. Always so. Busy. Get your extra candy.
I think we'll be down there as well for that. So that'll be a lot of fun.
And then Halloween is on a Tuesday this year, so that should be helpful.
It should be helpful. And, one other thing that I do want to bring up is the whole lock it or lose it that we always talk about every year. And that hit the news since the last time we were on as well, with an increase in our thefts from vehicles and people. And in that instance, we had over 80% of the vehicles that had items stolen from that had been left unlocked. And so we really want to encourage people to take those expensive items out of the car. Don't leave things in view where people can look in and see the laptops and the cell phones and the purses. To take those inside, to lock those in the trunk if you're going to leave them out in the car. And then to also lock your car doors. And I know a lot of people will say, well, I don't want to lock my doors because I don't want someone to break my window. If there's nothing there for them to visibly see, they don't break your windows. And the other thing is, if you just leave cars unlocked, it actually encourages criminals to continue to come back to the same area over and over again, hoping that they might.
They're like raccoons. You feed them once, they come back and back and back and back. Hey, are you guys still hiring? Are you still taking applications?
We are. I'm working very hard to get five new officers hired, and I'm hopefully by the end of this week I can get five new officers sworn in next week to start their training. That's a plan for me this week. And then we've got a new hiring process coming up. We're accepting applications until the 25th of October. That's Wednesday. And there'll be a hiring testing process on October 28th, the first steps for the next stage of testing. And with that, we're planning on filling positions at the first of the year. So anybody interested and want to be a part of the Bloomington Police Department and some of the great stuff we're doing out here, and really just have a lot of fun, come and apply and come out and see what's see what it's like and see if you can't be a part of us.
Well, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for helping us make some heads and tails of a situation that you can't make any heads and tails about. And we
great.
And when we hope we talk next time, we'll have absolutely nothing to talk about.
Yeah, that's always the that's always the hope. So I hope you have now between now and when we next speak, you're going on your vacation.
Yes, I should be back for our next talk.
All right.
If not, well, you can call us from the 19th hole.
I want to wish you.
I've done it
very,
before.
I want to wish you very nice time.
There you go. So, fairways and greens.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Captain
Have a
Collins.
Great day.
Thank you.
Bye bye.